From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan forces have retaken a key northern district just hours after it fell to the Taliban. Spokespeople for the Defense and Interior Ministries told a joint news conference in Kabul that fierce fighting for the control of Khan Abad left at least 75 insurgents dead, including four Taliban commanders. They also confirmed six Afghan security personnel were killed, while another 16 were wounded. National security forces are currently engaged in cleanup operations in Khan Abad to eliminate Taliban insurgents from remaining pockets there. A defense ministry spokesman ruled out the possibility of the fall of the provincial capital of Kunduz, saying enough forces are deployed in the city to defend it. The Taliban seized control of Khan Abad in an overnight offensive that it claimed killed and wounded dozens of Afghan forces. The brief collapse of the strategically important district had raised fears that the Taliban were on the verge of assaulting and capturing the provincial capital. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim says that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking in Istanbul, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. That's why Turkey will be more active in trying to stop the danger getting worse in the next 6 months. The prime minister went on to say that Syria's president had no role in the country's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.